That was Faith No More and We Care A Lot. And that was their debut single release in 1988. It just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 53. I do think I remember it featuring quite heavily on an early version of MTV, though. And now it's time for the Soppy Softies at 7. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. And this week, they are all duets.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not near. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like the leaf on the breeze, gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here.
FM.
My love, there's only you in my life. The
Sogno all'orizzonte e mancano le parole. Si lo so. sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì, lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me.
And that was this week's Soppy Softies at 7. I said they were all duets. The first one was Jeff Wayne and Justin Hayward. And I guess that's more of a collaboration than a duet. That was Forever Autumn. It was released in 1978 and it peaked at number 5 in the charts. And it is, of course, taken from the legendary album Jeff Wayne's War of the World. Chart-wise, the single performed best in Ireland, where it peaked at number 3. And Justin Hayward, as you well know, was the lead singer of the Moody Blues. Then we heard Lionel Richie and Diana Ross and Endless Love. And I think I'm right in saying that that was Lionel's debut release away from the Commodores. Lionel Richie actually wrote the song and it peaked at number 7, although it did make it to number 1 in Australia, Canada, South Africa and their native USA. It's a title track from the movie which starred Brooke Shields and a very young Tom Cruise, I think. Then finally we heard Sarah Brightman and Andre Bocelli and Time to Say Goodbye. This one went straight into the charts at number 2 and it stayed at number 2 for 2 weeks. It was kept off number 1 firstly by Olive and You're Not Alone, and then by Eternal and I Want to Be the Only One. And of course, Sarah Brightman's first hit came in 1978 with Hot Gossip, and that was I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper. And that track was written by my old buddy, Garant Hughes. So hello, Garant, if you are listening. And if you are a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, you'll know that we usually have a bit of a change of direction after the Soppy Softies at 7.
And now for something completely different.
Drop, drop, dropping it down. Oh, so gentle.
Whoa, that was breathless, wasn't it? That was Pearl Jam and Spin the Black Circle. That was a number 10 hit for them back in 1994. The music was written primarily by guitarist Stone Gossard, but he wrote it a lot more mellow and slower. And then what happened was lead singer Eddie Vedder, who wrote the lyrics, persuaded him to speed it up a bit, and that's where we got to what it is now. So anyway, the song itself is really a love about vinyl records. Hence, Spin the Black Circle. Okay, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers. I wanted to remind you that coming up after me this evening at 8 o'clock, it is the nicest guy in radio. It's Andy Furno, and he's going to be bringing you Boogie Nights. And what is Boogie Nights? Well, he will be playing 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. That is your Saturday night right there. You don't need to go anywhere. Andy Furno is bringing it to you. Now, let's do...
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
It is indeed. It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser. And what that is I'm going to give you three clues to a mystery artist. If you get it on the first one, get it on the first clue, give yourself 100 points. If you get it on the second clue, you can give yourself 50 points. And if you get it on the final clue, because it's a little bit easy by then you can give yourself 10 points. So here is clue number one for 100 points. He has had one UK number one hit, but two other artists have had a number one with a track that he's written. That is for 100 points. I got that straight away, but then I wrote the question, so I knew the answer anyway, so I don't know if that counts. Anyway, let's have a bit of Hawkwind. That's Hawkwind and Silver Machine, and that is by far and away their biggest hit. It reached number three in 1972. It did make it all the way to number one over in Switzerland, though. Hawkwind were Lemmy's second band after the Rocking Vickers, and obviously after Hawkwind, Lemmy went on to form Motorhead. Let's now do clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser. Clue number one, we already had for 100 points, but I will remind you what it was. It is, he has had one UK number one hit. He's had a lot of hits, but only one UK number one hit. But two other artists have had a number one with a track that he's written. For 100 points, if you get it on that clue. Clue number two for 50 points. His first hit came in 1983, but his only number one came 11 years later in 1994. And just to give you a little bit of a next clue, between his first hit in 1983 and his only number one 11 years later in 1994, he did have a lot of records and a lot of hits in that period. So that's a little bit of a bonus clue for you. Okay, now we're going to do the birthday bonanza, and we're going to play three records by artists all celebrating their birthday this weekend.
Just through the wall, future dreams we have to reach. Hello there. Hi, this is Nigel telling you about the best soul, funk and disco on your Sunday night and your songs with requests as well. Join me every Sunday evening between 6 and 8pm as the Stepping Out show moves back from 8 till 10. This is your chilled Sunday evening. Catch you at 6pm every Sunday night for your best soul, funk and disco. Good night. See you then. Bye-bye.
An automatic alarm turns my radio on.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
He
And that was this week's birthday bonanza. Three tracks back to back from artists all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard Howard Jones and Things Can Only Get Better. And we played that because it was Howard's birthday on Thursday. That was the 23rd of February. Things Can Only Get Better was his sixth single release, and coincidentally, it actually reached number six. It's taken from his second album, which was 1985's Dream Into Action. And I think I had that on vinyl, and I think, in fact, it's probably still under my stairs. Anyway, chart-wise, Things Can Only Get Better performed best in Sweden, where it peaked at number three. Then we heard The Alarm and Rain in the Summertime, and we played that because lead singer Mike Peters, it's his birthday tomorrow, the 25th of February. Do you know, personally, I think The Alarm were a really underrated band. They didn't even have a single top 10 hit. Their biggest hit came in 1983, which was 68 Guns, and that is an absolute belter of a track. Anyway, Rain in the Summertime was released in 1987 and it peaked at number 18, giving them their second and final top 20 hit. Finally, we heard George Harrison and Give Me Love, and then in brackets, Give Me Peace on Earth. And we're playing that because it would have been George Harrison's birthday tomorrow. That was his third solo release after the breakup of the Beatles, and it peaked at number 8 in 1973. It did make it all the way to number 1, though, over in the USA. And do you know what? Interestingly, when it hit the top spot over in America, it knocked off former fellow beater Paul McCartney's Wings My Love off number 1. I'm not even going to bother trying to say that again. Let's move on. Let's do clue number 3 on this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser.
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Now, if you haven't got it yet, you're definitely going to get it on clue number 3. Because you listen to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeser, I know you've got decent taste in music. So, clue number 1 for 100 points is he's had one UK number 1 hit, but two other artists have had a number 1 with a track that he's written, and they're two different tracks and two different artists, I should say. Clue number 2 for 50 points was his first hit came in 1983, but his only number 1 came 11 years later in 1994. And he did have a lot of hits between his first hit and his first number 1 as an extra clue. Okay, here we go then. For 10 points, clue number 3. Listen to this. For a while, he seemed to love the colour purple, and he once changed his name to a symbol. Now, if that doesn't give it away, I don't know what does. I will give you the answer. Let's do it the other side of this record.
Yeah.
That's Blind Melon and No Rain. And that peaked at number 17 in 1993. Do you know, No Rain, I shouldn't have been playing that today, should I? It's rained every single day this week, hasn't it? Every single day. Okay, let's do the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. I'll give you clue number three again, just because I've given you the first two clues several times now. For a while, he seemed to love the colour purple, and he once changed his name to a symbol. So it can only be one person, can't it? It is, of course, the legendary Prince, and here's a track from him now. Answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, Prince, and that was a track called I Wanna Be Your Lover. And that was Prince's debut release in the UK, just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 41 in 1980. And as you might expect, it's written and produced by our purple hero. Do you know, what a talent we lost on the 21st of April 2016, and Prince was just a genius, wasn't he? Okay, don't forget as well, coming up after me this evening is, of course, Andy Furno and his Boogie Nights, bringing you 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. But after Andy this evening is Steve Robertson and his Classic Phoenix, and that is just such a good listen. Steve Robertson presents 2 hours of classical music. And then tomorrow morning at the eye-wateringly early time of 8 a.m. on a Sunday, it's Siobhan Copland, a mellow start to your Sunday morning with Sunday Breakfast. I think we can squeeze in one more record before we have to say so long with the long song.
Hook me up with a new revolution.
That is the Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. That was released in 1999 when it peaked at number 21 and is their final single release of the 1990s. And that is just about it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. It's now time to say so long with a long song. And this week we've got AC/DC and Let There Be Rock. This one comes in at 6 minutes and 4 seconds. I know. Wow-wee, right? It's the title track from their fourth album, and it features the wonderful Bon Scott on lead vocals and was recorded in 1977. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and remember, please stay sexy. I'll see you next week. Good night. Thanks.